Let me stretch your IQ a bit. Do you recognise that creature? Well, I wouldn't be surprised because, you see, when the Europeans first arrived in Australia, he was only found in one river system. He was on the edge of extinction. It's the Australian lungfish. Funny though, I'm going to Thurso on this trip and I'll guarantee I might even find a fossil lungfish up there. In fact, you even find fossil Australian plants in the rocks here in Scotland, particularly our Sydney fern. Oh, but lungfishes, these ones are only found in Australia today. And when I was a kid, because I went and watched the experiments, they took the lungfishes out and they bred them so they could spread them into all the other river systems. And good news, it's been one of our most successful biological programs and the lungfish is in no danger of extinction in any immediate future at all. But in doing so, they found one thing. You see, lungfishes, unlike you and unlike me, don't stop growing. The older they get, the bigger they are. So again, courtesy of the Natural History Museum in Sydney, let's put their fossil lungfish at the top and a present-day one at the bottom. Do you realise on that basis, you could prove that lungfishes used to live a lot longer than they do today? Or the world was better, or both? Or their genes were better and the world was better and they lived a lot longer? If you're a Christian, that shouldn't surprise you because you've already asked this question. From creation to Noah's flood, man lived to be nearly 1,000, so how big would a 1,000-year-old lungfish be? And I'll guarantee David Attenborough refuses to ask that question. I'll guarantee Professor Steve Jones will not even consider that to be a question for a man of his such intellect because creationists are below his dignity. That's almost a quote-unquote. If you don't ask the right questions, don't expect the right answers. And if you're wondering how such a thing works, let me give you some suggestions.